Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Some species are found so widely that individuals can inhabit drastically different climate zones. Timothy Roth, assistant professor of psychology at Franklin and Marshall College, explains how a challenging environment can influence an individual's cognitive ability.
Why do we think of some animal species as smart, while others are, well, not so bright? My work focuses on understanding the neurological and evolutionary factors that influence animal cognition, especially those living in challenging environments. Animals that live in harsh environments tend to have advanced cognitive capabilities. For example, colleagues and I have found that black-capped chickadees, small food-caching birds that live throughout much of North America, have very different cognitive skills across their range. Chickadees from harsh climates, such as Alaska, where food is scarce, have more accurate spatial memory recall, better problem-solving skills, and are faster learners than our chickadees from more mild climates, such as Kansas. Moreover, the Alaskan birds tend to have enhanced neural attributes to support their cognitive abilities, which seem to be inherited from their parents. So over generations, evolution has promoted cognition as a way for these birds to find food quickly and efficiently in demanding climates. But how might the brain respond to rapid changes in the environment within the span of a few days or weeks? We are finding that it's not just genetics that's important. By experimentally manipulating space use in captive birds, my lab has shown that reducing the amount of information that an animal needs to remember can reduce the size of the brain region involved in memory, and can actually reduce the number of connections in the brain. However, once those changes occur, they can be reversed. By experimentally increasing available space, we were able to restore the connectivity in the brain, suggesting that birds may reduce connections when they're not needed, but can increase them when the need returns. So it may be that smart animals are just those that have the brain to be flexible enough to survive in a complex world, and then pass those abilities to the next generation.
That was Timothy Roth of Franklin and Marshall College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change.